AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
That's eight to it.
That motherfucker's soul got lead in it.
This nigga drink your old ass.
Oh, you ain't got
that shit.
It might be that nigga breath.
Yeah.
Nah, it's that wine.
Tay Diggs.
All right, bro, come on. Let's get this thing going, man.
Are we live?
You ain't start the intro?
We've been freestyling.
No, nigga, do it right.
Nah, like we was just talking. Sometimes you
know. Nah, start it right. Like, yo, episode two. Do the right
I
shit.
I can edit it, nigga.
No, start it over. Delete that. Start it over, man. Stop doing just some shit. Already half assing it.
It was a funny little clip we just did.
So you clip that, keep it, and then add that as a thumbnail.
All right, I can edit it, nigga.
All right, so start the episode right. Let's go.
Just start right now?
Go.
All right. First episode. Ah, damn.
There we go.
Yeah, I fucked up already. Listen, second episode.
Cut. Take two. Darling Pinky.
Darling Pinky.
All right, let's go.
Episode two. I know you heard me, cuz pod. All right, your host, the one and only, Juan, a.k.a. Pun. To the right of me, I got the man of a thousand nicknames slash just could do a thousand things and damn self, Bron and this shit, J-Love, Big Papa, Papa Bear, Smokey, whatever the fuck you want to call
him. Mr. Maker Moist.
Yeah. To the left of me, I got no other than my big cuz, man. Easy. Lil Easy. Or as he calls himself.
I don't call myself anything. Boss, you know.
What's your nickname? Nigga forgot his nickname already. That's how you know that ain't his nickname. Nigga forgot his nickname already. Ain't your fucking nickname, nigga. You ain't no five for the session. Yeah, he forgot his nickname already. Hey yo, man, this nigga forgot his nickname.
He said niggas in the hood get themselves nicknames.
Yeah. Nigga forgot his nickname already, yo.
They said call me Munchkin. Girls just call me Munch.
Yo, if you see your headset green, are you good?
Yeah, we good.
Nah, man. Spam, man. Ain't no bitches.
Them niggas calling for that money.
Yeah, they call for that. Hey,
Juwan old Burger King, $300,000.
All right, nigga. All right. I ain't gonna lie. Niggas be calling. They be like, yeah, so Juwan, we're asking because you have an outstanding. I'm like, I ain't got it. nigga.
Oh, yes. All right, what we talking about today, bro?
So,
what
man, you know, last night, you know, me and E was talking. We watched the OKC, you know, massacre. Got my nigga in out there, and I ain't gonna lie to you. That little clip that these niggas shoe companies and brands, yo, them niggas is talk, yo, them
yeah,
niggas,
that Converse commercial.
Yo, that Converse crazy. Commercial, yo, they put an ant, and you know ant slogan is believe it. They put unbelieve it, and they had the ant wall, and they crushed it. I'm like, yo, all right, that's
good marketing.
The funniest thing I saw was they had Ant Man in the suit. And they put Camp Man.
That's what they called him, Camp Man.
Camp Man.
And I see the hit said them niggas is at Home Depot and shit. They had them edited as the Home Depot. But nah, man, you know, I just feel bad because it's like that nigga Ant Man. Like that's my dog, but yo, that nigga went out like they. He had what, one good game? I think last night
he scored 9 points in the first quarter.
Yeah, like, yo.
They can put up nine as a team.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie, yo. You niggas, man, like, yo, OKC, y'all got it, man. I mean, I don't know if Big Hallie can somehow magically take these niggas out, which I don't see. These niggas got it. I don't know about y'all, but.
They're a well put together team.
Yeah, everybody on that bitch played defense. Defense, not D. Defense.
I didn't say
nothing. All right, nigga, you got me last time with it, you know, I'm just making sure. But nah, man, congrats, man. You know, Shea, it's a historic year. Niggas are already starting the Kobe comparisons.
What do you got? MVP? MVP of the league?
MVP scoring title.
No, he got MVP of the league. Got MVP of
the series.
Magic
Johnson Award. Mm-hmm. And then he got scoring title, all that other shit. And then if he get the ring and finals MVP, nigga, I ain't gonna lie, that's one of the greatest. That's like
a good run.
That's like when Giannis, I don't know, did Giannis win MVP when he did
Nah. He already had two MVPs.
Yeah, so it's his shit really a story.
That'd be a good run.
And I ain't gonna lie, man. You know who called me last night as soon as I was on the way to the crib?
I ain't know Linda.
That nigga called, yo. I got to cut you off. Go ahead.
What race of girlfriend do he got?
Oh, you know he got him a white bitch. A bunny.
He's from Canada.
This Pat Ron talking to me.
Listen.
I'm just saying, man.
You know he got him.
It's white as rat.
Dr. Umar, don't get that nigga on us, man. But seriously, motherfucker, you know, last night I'm on the way to the crib. Nigga, it's like 11, 12 at night. This nigga called me. I'm like, yo, this nigga at work, he work overnight. You know, you in the jail, nigga. You can't make a call. This nigga went on break.
He used
the prison phone on some freaky shit for the freestyle, Hell Real freestyle type shit. Like, the nigga called me. He like, yeah, Juan. Yeah, well, I'm like, nigga, you act like I wanted y'all to lose or I hated y'all. He like, nah, nigga.
You was talking crazy.
I was talking crazy. But at the end of the day, I'm a Lakers fan. Niggas can't say shit to me. Nigga, I seen my team win four rings. Four.
No, you seen four win rings. Two. Or three. My bad.
Four,
three.
Nigga. I was a kid. I was a baby. But, nigga, I was watching. Dude. Grandpa had me down there watching, so I counted, dude.
You seen three rings.
How many you see, nigga?
I haven't seen none.
All right, then, nigga.
I'm just keeping it ring.
Yeah, nigga. I seen my team. Only team that I ain't see win is the Jets, and we ain't got to talk about them. So
they ain't worth talking about.
They really ain't worth talking about. The highlight of anything involving Jets was when we went to the game. We saw Pop score. Shout out Pop, man. We saw Pop score.
Yeah, shout out Pop doing his thing, man.
Yeah. That nigga broke on us and started dancing. I'm like, I can't even be mad. That nigga, you know, I grew up with this nigga. I can't be mad. Nigga,
yeah, Pops, man. So, I'm proud of you, boy.
Yeah, so, man, game five tonight. Who y'all niggas got, man?
I mean, what the hell he's doing this thing, man?
Nigga, Hallie, man. Hallie Burton. Taliban, nigga.
He got the ugliest jumper I ever saw, but
dog.
Sean Marion jumped.
That nigga, shoot like one of them little niggas that, like, they was like one of them short boys you played with, but they trying to shoot a three. You know how niggas got to put extra effort in it? That's how that nigga shoot. Like, he throwing it. He got to put extra effort just to reach the basket. Nigga, yo, he really different. No turnovers last game. So, I'm being real. Niggas talked all that Brunson, clutch man of the year, best clutch player of the year. This nigga really the best clutch nigga we seen. Like, he really different, yo. So, I ain't gonna lie, man. I got patience, man, getting them niggas out of here. They home, right? Or they in Knicks?
Nah, they in MSG.
But the Knicks only got one game, right?
Yeah, and these niggas play better on the road. On some shit. They really...
They packing them out.
But I wouldn't be surprised if they end up finishing in Indiana, because they... You can't lose in New York in front of your fans, man.
Yeah.
Not in front of your hoes.
I ain't gonna lie, nigga.
You get trashed in front of your hoes, man.
I'm going to talk to Halliburton or wherever his name is. Yeah,
how the nigga, yo, remember for Too Fast and Furious? No, was it the original with Monica?
Ja Rule.
Monica. And then he went and talked to each other. She like, I ain't talking to no losing ass nigga. Well, fuck you then, bitch. That's what's going to happen to them niggas
that
tonight.
Fucking nut ass double denim jean outfit he had on. He didn't even have a white beater. He had a gray beater.
And then had the black bandana tied around his head.
Ja Rule, you was wild for that.
There's
no way in the world I'm a mogul and y'all putting that bullshit on me.
I was watching New York fans and they was trashing Cat. They was like, do your best Cat impression. And everybody's like, oh my God.
Real shit, man. I got the Pacers winning. Honestly, in the finals, my early prediction. Pacers gonna get them game one because, you know, niggas, how I always go, niggas be like taking the ease on a team or just underestimating them, so they might catch the Thunder slipping. Now they Thunder's just gonna sweep the rest of the series. I think it's gonna be five.
I think it's gonna be a good game. I just think it's gonna be a good series. I think they both match up pretty nice together.
They do, but nigga, Hallie got Caruso. That's all that nigga play defense 1 through 5. That nigga 6'4" and play defense.
They got all the weapons though.
Yeah, they do. They do. Neesmith and what's his name? Nembard, or whatever. They got other niggas, but I'm talking about Hallie as in Hallie, all them 30-point games and all that shit he been doing. It's gonna be hard to get that 30 when you got Caruso and Dort.
Yeah, defense definitely gonna be different.
So, man. I'm about to bring up next. So this nigga Nas Reed the other night. That nigga was on Twitter. Well, I seen him on Twitter and shit. Some nigga DM'd him talking about his bet. And, you know, he a Jersey nigga, so niggas is wild. He petty ass nigga. He respond to that nigga, nigga, you fat and got no bitches and no money. Shut up. And he was going back and forth.
He told Boy that?
Yo, he told Boy that. He was going back in the DMs. He kept saying, nigga, I might get 100 mil. What you got, nigga? And the nigga could, nigga just saying, yo, you fucked up my bet. You fucked up. Nigga, I don't give a fuck about your bet, nigga. I'm 100 mil up. What you got? Like, nigga was talking crazy. I'm like, you know, everybody like, yo, that's wild. He had to do that. But nigga, at the same time, like, nigga, I'm... Dog, I just lost,
man,
nigga.
You ride by that nigga, throw a soda at him.
Yeah.
Like, you getting 100 mil, you might get traded.
Yeah. Right, but I mean, I look at...
My niggas, I don't get why you bring up your bet. They don't, yeah, they don't care.
Them niggas don't care. Them niggas
look
don't
care. Look at Paul George.
Them niggas straight up told me, yo, we could have kept Tobias.
Word up.
When I go on FanDuel and go put in a parlay, they betting on whether this nigga gonna play or not. They ain't even betting on this nigga points or nothing. They betting on, will Paul George suit up?
Nigga, I remember that nigga over.
+600, Paul George goes on vacation after this.
That guy, straight up. I remember that nigga. Tired of it, I remember, man, that nigga over one time. It's the lowest I ever seen Paul George shit was like 8.5. I was like, nigga, that's certified bench. That's certified like TJ McConnell, nigga. Like,
nigga, he going crazy on the
and he going
right
crazy
now.
But like, shout out TJ McConnell, that nigga. I ain't gonna lie. He be doing him, but like, nigga, I don't expect no nigga like Paul George. You getting 100 something mil, nigga. You out here, nigga, eight points is your over or under, nigga. So I was like, yo, like, that nigga fall off crazy. And you know them niggas Gilly went on the podcast. That's another thing, nigga. Niggas went on your podcast and told you, nigga. We should get Tobias.
Yeah.
And we should trade everybody. Nigga went on your podcast. And you nigga talking about you, trade you, nigga. And then you like, yeah, nah, I agree. Nigga, fuck out of here, nigga. They gonna come on my podcast, tell me to trade me. Fuck is wrong with you? Like, nigga, you gotta go, nigga. You gotta go.
How do you remember the McDonald, the dude, Ronald McDonald, when he was interviewing a girl?
Yeah.
He was like, oh! He said, you got a what? So I'm chipping that bitch. That was like,
man, that shit crazy, dog. So, man, like, I ain't even mad at Nas Reed, Joe, for responding to that shit. Like I said, sometimes certain shit you don't got to. Like, don't be on no KD shit. That nigga KD sometimes, man, he be on some bitch shit. Like, you ain't got to respond to everything. KD be really on Twitter, like, OD, their burner accounts and shit like that. Like,
he ain't making it deep in the playoffs no more, so now he got all the time.
He got all the time in the world. I ain't going to lie. I saw something the other day. Last night, actually, they was talking about it. Nigga said, because, you know, Timberwolves, you know, I mean, obviously this shit ain't working. That random shit, they was talking about Mike KD going with Ant. What y'all think?
I mean, he did it before.
Well, we know. Oh, we know KD good for going where superstars at. But still, like, but y'all think that shit'll work? This nigga ain't worked nowhere since Golden State. But I'm just saying, him and Ant.
Ant shown that he can. If he can play around, he can play with anybody.
Yeah,
he's willing.
Like, as a teammate, he's willing to translate his game whoever he playing with, whether it's Cat, whether it's Julius Randle. So, is it somebody he looked up to, somebody that's his,
that
favorite,
his favorite
player?
Player.
They going to have good chemistry off rip. So, I think that it'll work, but end of the day, that team is only going to go so far as how the organization is going to construct them, because Ant can only take them so far.
Yeah.
You can't have Mike Conley as your point guard. That nigga been playing since the Obama administration.
Mike Conley,
no
way,
Steph don't get hurt. They don't even beat Golden State.
Nah, they don't. Nah. Nigga, they got that fact that they got that far was a blessing, honestly.
Nigga, Mike Conley really been playing since I was in elementary school.
Since the Obama administration, this nigga's been playing.
Nigga, I was in.
Since the first Obama administration. No way, nigga.
That nigga might be the leader.
He said, nigga, you been balling since Obama phones came out. That's crazy.
Nigga been playing since graduation came out, nigga. Graduation coming.
Wow.
That's how long he been playing.
Since before this
said, nigga, we was chirping when you was
nigga, a nigga, Ye was nigga. Still Ye, nigga. He wasn't on his Nazi regime.
You ain't look crazy if you had big ass jean shorts right now.
Facts.
But with Tim's.
Well, but same thing with Kyle Lowry, though. Like, Kyle Lowry been in there for years too. So like, when I be seeing that nigga, I'm like, yo, this nigga got drafted, nigga.
He don't start no more.
Yeah, nah, Mike that's start. True. It might start. I ain't gonna lie. Another player, if Ant can play with Rudy, nigga, because I ain't gonna lie, Rudy will make me be like, yo, nigga, yo, go on the fucking bench. Rudy's so bad.
I feel like he's pointless.
Yo,
he's a 7 foot.
The definition of big
for
no reason.
He can't shoot free throws. He can't finish in the basket.
You remember that?
He won't dunk the ball.
Yeah.
You remember that when niggas used to say that? Be like, yo, that boy big for no reason. That's what that nigga
that
was.
Ass.
Yo, that boy big for no reason. Nigga, you 7 foot 12 for no reason.
I don't know how he got 4 defensive player of the year awards, bro.
Bro. I mean,
he
you know,
can't guard though.
He can't guard, but it's because of stats. It's because the block and shit.
That shit is wild.
Like,
man.
like real shit.
Like, if he could be like AD, he'd be unstoppable.
But nigga, he don't even gotta be AD. Nigga, be like, just be at a dunk and score a little bit. Like,
that nigga ain't even Ben Wallace, nigga.
Nigga ain't even done. Nigga, prime DeAndre Jordan. Nigga, I'm taking prime DeAndre.
When I'm taking Marcus Camby over this nigga.
All right, yo, that's crazy.
No, that's not.
I'm taking Greg Oden. Nah, I'm chatting.
Hey, Greg Oden was effective before he got hurt. Ask him, Kev. Can't tell that nigga nothing about
it. Can't tell that nigga nothing. Nah, I ain't gonna lie, yo. That nigga Rudy ass, bro. That nigga Rudy ass. I said.
Well, yeah, Roy Herbert I'm laughing that, how man. Bad he sucked. That's crazy.
Roy, that's crazy. I ain't gonna lie.
He's an all-star.
You taking Roy over him?
Yes.
Roy Hibbert?
Yes.
Hell yeah. Roy Hibbert had a little run.
Nigga, Roy and him in the same boat.
If LeBron didn't have D. Wade, they wouldn't have beat Paul George.
I don't know about that. I ain't gonna get into that because them niggas, man.
LeBron got D. Wade, bro. Without D. Wade. I feel like the series might have went different.
I feel like Bron still would have found a way to beat them niggas. The only reason I'm saying that now because look at the outside of it. Nigga, you know how many times, nigga, we thought Bron, like, nigga, look at all those years with the Raptors. Nigga, the Raptors had
those Raptors teams. I know, bro.
But the Raptors and the Hawks had niggas fool. We like, oh, Bron, man, he ain't beating them niggas. This nigga Bron was out there.
Who said they wasn't beating the Hawks, nigga?
Niggas thought the Hawks
was gonna win. No, we not playing revisionist history, nigga. Bro, we're not doing that.
Niggas thought the Hawks was probably gonna beat these niggas, bro. The Hawks was, nigga, they were a 60-something win team, nigga.
Nobody thought they was beating the Cavs, bro.
Who they had?
Teague. Shout out Teague. That's my dog.
Kyle Korver. Paul Millsap.
Paul Millsap was that nigga.
Joe Smith. That was Joe Smith, right? What was his name?
Josh Smith.
Josh Smith wasn't even on there at that time. He got traded.
Oh, he got traded. Yeah,
they had Kyle Korver, Jeff Teague.
Kent Bazemore. Nigga, he was starting. Get the fuck out of here.
Yo, I got some real beef with that nigga Kent. Hold on. I'll never forget, nigga, when the Warriors traded that nigga to the Lakers, yo.
Yeah, bro.
Yo, we paid that nigga, yo, that nigga got to the Lakers. Because on the Warriors, that nigga was hard, yo.
Yeah.
On Warriors, the Warriors had him. He was hitting threes, playing defense. Yo, that nigga got to the Lakers. Yo, that nigga couldn't do shit. That nigga robbed, yo. I ain't gonna lie, bro. If you've been a real Lakers fan, nigga, it's been some dark times, nigga. After Kobe, nigga, even when Kobe was there, RPB, but when Kobe was there, nigga,
Kobe tore his Achilles. He had a better team.
Nah, we had some bad players.
Once he tore his Achilles,
nigga, we had Jordan Hill, nigga.
When you say once he tore his Achilles, he couldn't carry y'all niggas
couldn't
no
carry
more.
Niggas.
But he would have never toured his Achilles, man. That Chris Paul trade didn't get stopped.
Yeah.
And y'all didn't pick up a bunch of fucking scrubs.
Well, we had Dwight, and that shit went. I still think about it.
Y'all got Dwight Howard and then signed D'Antoni as the coach.
And then signed Steve. And then got Steve Nash at 40. Yeah. I think Steve was like 37, 38. Yeah. That nigga was cooked. That nigga Steve was cooked. Oh, my God. I remember nigga. Oh, I ain't going to lie. I'm not going to act like I want a little nigga. Yo, I was high. I was talking crazy. You remember? Nigga, I was like, nigga, we going to chip, nigga. We got Dwight. Nigga, yo. Nigga, I think we won like 30 games that year, 30-something games.
Y'all only won like 40 games because Kobe. That's it.
Literally.
Dwight couldn't adapt to the new game.
Dwight
in Orlando was the nigga, though.
Dwight in Houston, too. Dwight balled in Houston.
He was dealing with a lot of injuries that year.
Yeah.
And he couldn't, him and Kobe, they just didn't mix, man.
Yeah. Bean, they didn't. But when he went to Houston, nigga, him and Harden. They had some good years. I mean, they ain't win shit, but like, Dwight had he had a couple great years there. So, and then he went to Charlotte. Well, you go to Charlotte, nigga, it's over.
Yeah, that's where careers die.
Yeah, you go to Charlotte, nigga.
you go play for Jordan?
Yeah.
You go play for Jordan, your powers is.
You go play for Jordan, your career die, and you might get smacked in the back of the head.
That's like going to the Cleveland Browns, man. Shout out to Shedeur Sanders.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I feel bad for a little nigga. I saw a nigga on the press thing yesterday. That nigga looked like his whole demeanor is like, bro, I don't, nigga, y'all could have just let me be undrafted. Like, yo, you on the Browns. Nigga.
You know what's crazy? I think he might kill.
He might, if he get the chance. Because you
got a big opportunity, nigga. His only competition is Jimmy and Grable.
Dylan Gabriel.
And he's ass.
Yeah, Dylan. Ain't
he can't throw for shit. Yeah,
Dylan ain't like that. And Kenny just throw dumb shit. So he do got a chance. But nigga, honestly, how that team looking? Cause I won't play either way. Yeah. Nigga, sit me on the bench, trade me, nigga.
They got weapons. They just ass.
They always did, but now they kind of let. Well, they still got Chubb. They got the Jukins from Ohio State. They got Jerry Jeudy. They got niggas. Jerry Jeudy was going crazy last year, and they still got Njoku black ass. The nigga that was walking in his underwear and shit. I don't know. That nigga was on some nut shit. But yeah,
they do what they want to do over there.
Yeah,
huh?
them niggas
like care. Charlotte.
Yeah,
that's the young nigga league.
Yo,
that's
Charlotte, I fuck team, with Charlotte, yo. Because they all young niggas. They just be doing them. You know, like, for real, Miles Bridges.
Man, all they do is, literally, get money and fuck business. They don't give a fuck about nothing else.
Them niggas is really, they what the Brooklyn Nets used to be. Shit, Brooklyn Nets still is, nigga.
Word up. Some money, fuck business,
yep.
Domestic violence cases. That's all they do, man. Child support, that's it.
Yeah, child support.
Jordan groomed them niggas to go to the jail facility that he sponsored.
Speaking of Jordan, you know, that nigga, you know, E sent me the thing the other night where he would say he's going on there to change the narrative people have of him. Nigga, Jordan.
No, not the narrative people got him. It's the Jordan fans that constantly compare him to other players or constantly. It's like the other players don't get their praise because they always compare his career to theirs instead of just letting the game keep going forward. You keep going in the past.
Yeah.
And he's saying like, yo, you got to respect everybody that comes after me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought he was gonna be on some hate shit too. Cause we used to just listening to Last Dance. We thought, oh, this nigga gonna be talking cash shit,
bro. He
fuck with a lot of good young players.
I still think he gonna be on too. Man, that little nigga ain't got shit. He ain't got it, nigga. He's an old head. He know he gonna. Man, that little nigga ain't got it. Like, are you like? Well, all right, like how Gilbert and all niggas said when he played for the Wizards, how he would tell them little niggas like, nigga, little nigga, you ain't gonna be here long. Like, he would talk crazy to niggas. Like, that's why I think I ain't going to say he going to go that far because he older.
I'd have ran through a screen on that nigga. Tell me, I ain't going to be here long, nigga. You ain't going to make it through the night now, nigga.
Nigga.
Busted kneecap. That one.
I ain't
going to lie, though. I ain't betting that nigga nothing because when you put money on the line, that nigga turned into Jesus. He be like, what? You want to bet 20 racks? I ain't even God like that. Oh, but yeah, let's bet it. That nigga, what? That nigga turned into a demon. For real. But nah, man, I think that's good though. Cause like Jordan, you know what I'm saying? Like he one dude, like nobody ever got the really, you know, like, all right, we got Tom and Tom ass. Tom ass had broadcasting, but Tom know mad shit. So it's like, nigga, you hearing a different level of goatness. Like this nigga Tom be predicting shit before it happened. He look at the defense. He like, this nigga really know everything about the game. So Jordan the same way. You get to hear the GOAT's perspective of it. Like if Bron did it. Like if Bron, and I think Bron gonna do it. Cause Bron just he
gonna be the face of that part when he retire. Instantly they gonna get him on.
Oh yeah, I think they gonna throw a crazy bag at him too.
He already got the podcast moment.
Yeah, he already is. So I think he gonna do it too. And Bron, like I said, Bron see the game how like in that greatness, that great envision that we nobody else could see. Them niggas see the game different. So nah, man, I think that shit gonna be dope seeing Jordan doing this shit. And that nigga probably bored. That's probably what it really is. Nigga like, yo, I'm bored. I keep seeing my son on the media snorting coke off bitches' titties and ass cracks. So, nigga, I gotta make a name for myself. I gotta make the name look a little better now because this nigga fucking the name up. So, nah, man, you know, it's cool to see that. But I seen something today, too, that said this bitch, Sydney Sweeney, you know, the white girl from...
I keep seeing this bitch everywhere.
Yo, everywhere. I ain't gonna lie.
She look good, though.
That bitch bad, but it's just... I keep seeing it. So today, she doing Twitter, niggas talking crazy. She's selling her bath water, but a soap. I seen that. Niggas was talking about it, and I ain't gonna lie to you, yo.
You gonna buy it?
Nah, nigga. Come on, stop.
That's where it sounded like you.
Yeah, they like, yeah.
I was gonna say I ain't gonna lie
to
you. Like,
free sponsor.
I mean, shit. I mean, I might do it if we shout me out. You know what I'm saying? But no.
I will buy Erykah Badu's pussy scented candles before I buy that shit.
Nigga, that shit smell.
Why did it feel so deep?
Yeah, it's so dark too.
He said I will buy. Erykah Badu, pussy said it.
I'm saying every nigga that she been with, that nigga changed.
Yo,
Andre 3000 went from.
Yeah, she put a root on the nigga.
Young
that's
nigga
smart.
From Atlanta to. Yeah, Jay Electronica. This nigga, he stopped. He didn't drop nothing after she. That he started fucking with her.
So,
and them niggas' dicks probably don't work no more either.
But yeah, nah,
Erykah Badu can keep her voodoo ass over the fuck there.
I want to see what's up with that. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, you like Deja, nigga? I'm like, good.
He like five. He like playing with five.
Erykah Badu, man.
So what they say? Don't touch that stove. It's hot. That nigga eat.
He ain't that hot.
He just,
I like that. I know she got that magic fire. I know it.
This nigga, yeah. But nah, what I was going to say is, what I was going to say, you better call on Tyrone. Call him. And he Tyrone too, nigga. Yep. But nah.
Now Eric is a clone.
Come on.
He want to listen.
But nah, what I was talking about, what I was going to say is, I ain't mad. Like, that shit's smart as hell, dog. Selling your bathwater, dog.
What you talking about? That smart nigga? No,
nigga, niggas, bro.
Is that season of opportunity where you know niggas are doing it?
It's smart. You know niggas is that horny that ain't gonna buy this shit. Nigga, remember when nigga Ice Spice was talking about she was gonna sell her fart, nigga? Her fart, nigga. She was telling me she was gonna sell her fart. Niggas was like, I lined up for that. That's what I'm saying. Niggas, yo, I ain't gonna lie, yo. Oh, it really showed niggas don't get ass. Cause nigga, you gonna line up for some fucking fart is crazy. That's like crazy, we in a different time, man.
Nah,
like,
if you go buy some bath water, nigga, you different. Like,
what's the soap?
Can you imagine when somebody go check your bank statements and they send them shits out and it says you bought such and such bath water? Like,
I ain't gonna lie, yo, that
like,
is,
come on, dog.
That is, yo, a man's, if women don't know, a man's
for they last $30 on that drawer. I can't buy nothing until next Tuesday. Why? I bought her bath water.
But you know what's crazy? If women saw the shit that niggas bought, yo, really, a lot of niggas.
Nah, but see, my thing is, what do y'all women buy for y'all to be coming up with ideas to do this type of shit?
Yeah, that's true too.
Like, what made you wake up and say, you know what, girl, I'm going to sell my bath water? Did a nigga say it and make you come up with the idea?
I mean, it could have been. Nigga was like, yo, I'll buy your bath. I'll buy the water you bathe in.
What if that shit got a dark tint to it? And even, I don't know. I start thinking different, man.
Yo, what is he talking about?
Like, I don't know, man.
Just think she shit in it, man.
Like, come on. They probably just bottling tap water and putting it.
That's what I'm saying. I don't really think it's her regular bath water. Like,
probably not.
That's stupidity. That's why, like, come on, man. For real. Yeah. That's why we in so much debt. Niggas is buying bottles of tap water with a girl putting her name on it and thinking it's her bath water.
Niggas is
how true. Do you know it's her water? She rolled around in and then scooped it and said, here, this is your bottle. It's not her name on it. Like, what the fuck? Like, let's be realistic here. Niggas is doing anything, man.
Niggas definitely is wild.
It's getting outrageous.
It's getting hectic.
You want to spend your money on that? Give it to me. I'll invest your money. I flip your income tax for you, okay? What the fuck is we doing?
You're gonna be one of them niggas off the skits.
Hey.
Did you
buy that. Like, come on, nigga, what are we doing?
Hey, man, niggas is different, bro. It's smart on her end. I mean, she gonna make bread. So, hey, listen, do you? I ain't gonna hate, but nigga, it goes to show, nigga. If I see a nigga or hear a nigga bought that, yo. Nigga, yeah.
You're going to be talked about on the next episode.
You're going to be talked about on the next episode. Not even just on the next episode, nigga. Nigga, you need... I'm going to refer you to a therapist or some shit. Because, nigga, you really got issues if you out here buying a girl bat. So,
this is a sick Negro.
Like, for real. Like, you really got issues, man. Like, come on. It ain't that serious, man. She bad, but she ain't that bad. Ain't nobody that bad to be buying bath
water. Buying bath water.
Bath water, nigga. That's like, come on, nigga. So...
I seen niggas do less.
Yeah, we seen.
I've done less.
Oh, God. Next topic.
This nigga.
Next topic.
This nigga on some
this
shit.
This is not. These are my confessions.
Yeah. This nigga on some shit. Y'all seen this nigga, Trump partners nigga, NBA Youngboy and Larry Hoover?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about them niggas.
I ain't give a fuck about them. And on top
free
of that.
Free up the niggas, yo, of destruction.
This is what I
like, yeah. What the fuck are we doing?
Yo, yeah.
Free the niggas of destruction.
And all that's doing is, you know, Trump said.
Trump free niggas. Yeah. Trump free niggas. Like,
yeah. Your dad's not coming home. Yeah. Like, sorry to tell you.
Like, nah, real shit. Like, yo, that shit ain't. That shit really don't mean.
I'm telling you, man. CIA got us on. Like, they got us on lock, man. It's bait and switch, man. Bait and switch.
Whoever in this nigga's, like.
It's called a carrot on the stick.
Yo, whatever young nigga he got in his team that's telling him to do this, he know how dumb niggas are.
Yeah.
He probably a nigga himself. That's probably, yo, he be like, yo.
But they always used our people.
To influence our own damn people. So, it's probably.
You know, this nigga going, for like a month, he going. He gonna free Popeyes for the whole United States.
He gonna free Popeyes. He gonna fuck around, get on the stand and say nigga. Telling you.
Not real shit.
He's like, man, I free Larry Hoover and this nigga. I can say nigga on the stand.
I can see him actually saying it.
I can see it.
He's that crazy.
He's like, that's my nigga. What? Yeah. And we'll give him a pass.
Yep.
You know, because he freed Larry Hoover.
Yeah, he got shot before me. He real nigga.
Yeah, that nigga dodged a bullet, man. That nigga giving us money. That nigga ain't giving us no fucking money, man. I just, you know, I look at it like, yo, like, it goes to show how unintelligent a lot of our people are about a lot of situations. When I hear a nigga say that, I'd be like, dog, like, listen, if you have a real reason, I always tell people, if you can give me a real reason why you voted for the nigga, then, listen, that's your preference. I don't care. Vote for who you want to vote for. But, nigga, if you vote for this nigga off idiotic reasons like that.
They're talking about tax breaks. Nigga, you still a warehouse worker. What tax breaks you gonna get?
What tax breaks you gonna get? Nigga,
you get money back on income tax still. Talk about tax break. You get money back already. Fuck is we talking about? This is why I don't talk to nobody. Because listen, like I said, he's trying to free Larry Hoover and NBA Youngboy. Out of all the shit he could do for us, he's freeing them.
Freeing them little niggas. Pardoning. He ain't freed him because I don't think NBA Youngboy was even in jail, but he had something.
Oh, pardon for the crimes.
Yeah, for the crimes, yeah. And, well, he's trying to free Larry Hoover, or he did.
Well, that's the thing, though. They can pardon Larry Hoover, but as far as the state goes, Trump can't do anything about that. So yes, they can still lock his ass
down. I think what they do is, because he still has, like, six life consecutive sentences. Yeah. But he'll be eligible for parole.
Yeah.
In 3 years. I think it's 2028.
Yeah.
Nah.
Nigga, you still coming home. If you eligible for parole.
I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, that nigga about to die anyway.
Yo, also real Larry. Yo, y'all remember when in life when Martin went to take the nigga to pick up the dude at the bus stop?
Yeah.
And that nigga went off looking at him. He was like, what the fuck? Like, he was looking at the world.
Tapping his face.
Yeah, he's looking at the world like, oh, nah. Like, that's how that nigga gonna be. He gonna get out. He gonna see some shit and be like, oh, nah, nigga, send me back home, man. I'm respected here, nigga. I'm coming out here. Ain't nothing for me out here. Literally, ain't nothing for me. They can be like, well, you want to go get you a little bitch, whatever?
Well,
like,
nigga, now there is something for him. You know what I mean? Interviews and podcasts and all that. But he gonna make a couple.
He can make
some money
off
of
that. But you gotta think, that nigga's still in the mindset probably of when he went in. And that nigga went in, what, 80s?
I don't know. He up there, though.
90s, 80s?
He went in, like, I think it was 80s.
Yeah.
70s or something like that.
Bro, that nigga been in there for 30 years, probably. Well, at least 30 years. That nigga mindset, that nigga probably don't even know 9/11 at Navi Stop. But he probably don't know a lot of shit. That nigga, like, where the
World Trade Center go?
Yeah, where that shit go? Hey, yo. What happened to the Twin Towers? Nigga, you ain't never heard? Nah, nigga, I've been doing the bid 30 years. Like, he don't know what the fuck going on in the world.
He had a black president?
Word up. Yo, that's gonna be the real fucked up part. That nigga be like, we had a nigga as president? Nah, ain't no way. That nigga had to be mixed. Yo, straight up. Yo, like.
Michael Jackson died? Oh my God! Oh my nigga, what?
Oh shit.
Yeah, I was there listening to Beat It with that nigga, you know what I mean?
Oh shit.
That shit was rocking on the cell block. Who's in there talking about just Beat It? What you talking about, Willis?
Nah, man, like. Like I said, bro, that shit, niggas is impressed by that, and us as the people, we looking at that like he doing something for us, bro. I mean, that goes to show you where niggas' mindset is. But,
he is doing something. Yeah,
niggas is saying.
Destruction.
Yeah.
he's like, oh, my thing is this, so, you kill Martin Luther, you kill Malcolm X, all that type of shit, right? But then, like I said, you want free a motherfucker like Larry Hoover. You know what I'm saying? It's not like his message may be different now. I hope it is. It's been fucking 30 something years, 40 years. But it's like
That nigga might get out and really try to block me. Imagine seeing that nigga hit the block.
Chicago niggas is going to shoot the shit out of
Nigga, listen, old head.
Tear it up, yeah. Them niggas is treacherous, man. They savages out there.
Just think about that, though, man. Like, the meaningful ones always get killed. You know what I mean?
Nah, it's facts.
Like I said, we're in the times where our president that represents our country is just doing wild shit. Like,
bro, they used to fake like they, at least our country used to fake like we care, like we're serious about situations.
Yeah,
we don't know.
They used to now, fake, bro, like they like us.
Yeah, no, now it's just like. It's almost like a Boondocks episode, man.
Bro, you know? We live, yeah, like you said.
Like a South Park episode.
South Park, like, yeah. Motherfucker, yo, this shit a parody, nigga. This shit a real life parody. Real shit. That's why I said, man, you know, keep your head low, man. And I already told y'all, nigga, the way this nigga shit got shit going, niggas is not going to stop working till they drop dead.
Yeah. Shit, retirement 67, they trying to raise it. The average life expectancy for a male is 62 to 74. Yeah, pretty much. You're going to work till you die.
You're going to work till you die. Oh, yeah, you might get lucky, retire. You got 3 years left in your life to do what you want. Mm-hmm. Nigga, those 3 years, I might be fucked up, back fucked up, knees fucked up from working on it. So I said, bro, like, it's...
I don't know. I just know this motherfucking economy better change, or I'm going to be out here selling dick. I ain't going to hold you.
I've been saying that past 3 years.
Wait, hold on. Yeah, you've been saying that.
My life got better. Now I'm going back downhill. I'm keeping it real.
Hold on. You got to say where you selling it.
Yeah, clearly. Yeah, I mean, women out here, older women like these.
So dude pull up. Yeah, that's my bitch right
there. That's what I'm saying. Yo.
Come on, man. You know where I was going with it, man.
Nigga, you just said.
I'm just saying, man. Listen. I'm just saying, man, because all of us, we were raised to be certain type of men and all that type of shit, right? None of that shit mattered in this world no more. Like, yeah, it's good to say you're different, right? Like, oh, yeah, I'm a stand-up man. I have core beliefs in this and whatever the case may be. But the world we living in now, like, bro, you get stepped on, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying, like, yeah, it was a little joking. I'm not saying, yeah, I'm literally going to sell my dick. But I'm saying, like, I'm just, like, all that living by rules shit, man. Make my own rules. Go by it. You don't like my rules, fuck it. You know what I mean? It is what it is, bro. Facts. But the economy is fucked up, man. Like, I remember it would be like, oh, I make six figures. Bitch, you can't even survive making six figures no more, dog.
I was watching a video where it was an entrepreneur.
Low six figures. Let me say 100,000. Yeah. Normally, you had a job and you hit the 100,000 cap. There was like, that was like a hood million.
Who was it? I think
for it was, for yeah. 100,000 was like the hood million. Million.
Yeah.
So like now you make $100,000 a year. It's like, okay, you barely.
I think it was Bloomberg. That nigga said straight up. He was like, I don't know how anybody that only makes like under. He was like makes under $200,000 a year survives. Like he was like, I don't get like, and obviously he a rich nigga, so he don't know. But he said that he was like, the way economy is, and as a businessman, seeing how shit is hot, he's like, how do niggas survive? I mean, real shit. Like,
shit, I'm seeing niggas. Like I said, making 100 grand. Like, our, like with bricklayers, a great year, you make 100. But with rain, layoffs, and all that, you might see 85 to 90. But back in the day, that was some money.
Like, nigga, you could set, nigga, you and your family. Living. Yeah, you was and living your family back in the day. Good.
But now, you need to double it. They don't make enough hours in a day to survive. When you think about it, they don't make enough hours in a day to survive, bro.
I noticed when, like I said, they started, like, they know niggas need more money or whatever. When they started changing, like, DOT started changing the hours regulated on the roads. Like, they dropped it, then they was like, all right, y'all niggas ain't making shit. We'll let y'all drive this. Or they start coming up with all these different things of why you can extend your clock to drive. Right. And I'm like, yo, like, they know, like, yo, niggas need this bread. Like, you know what I'm saying? But especially also, dudes that drive for miles.
Also, the companies weren't making no money.
Yeah, that too. They weren't making shit either. Yep. So it was just like, yo, like, it goes to show, man, like, bruh, you can hit to the point where, you know, like I said, when I first started work, graduated high school, I was like, nigga, I'll make 100K, I'm good. I'm like, damn, nigga, I'm at that, almost at that point, nigga. Nigga, I'm not.
I'm telling you, you're not.
Like,
you can barely afford. Literally, you make 100 grand a year. You can pay your rent, mortgage, your car note, phone bill, all that, and you might have $300 left over, depending on your expenses. Like,
yeah.
But you think about it.
And then if you got
car note and insurance, that's a nice bill.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're more, like I said, it's $1,100 to $1,200 to stay in the projects right now.
Facts.
Like, it's like niggas dying every. It's nigga getting shot every other week, and it's $1,200 to live there.
Nigga, I remember. Yeah, I remember my cousin. He lived in Camden. That nigga was like, I said, nigga, I'm like, you know, what's your rent? That nigga said $1,400. I said $1,400 to live here. Nigga, you got holes in your ceiling.
Come on, man.
$1,400. Nigga, what? Like, yo, it's bruh. Nigga,
turn the water off. Your faucet still drip. Type shit. You feel me?
Nigga,
I'm keeping it real. It's to the paying $1,400 for that these days.
It's to the point where, nigga, I'm jealous of the I'm jealous of the homeless niggas. Cause y'all niggas ain't got paid shit. Y'all just sleep in somebody's shit, go somewhere. Like, damn, nigga, yo, this shit is different,
it's,
yo.
It's fucked up out here, man. That's why I say, you know. That's why when people, you know, people, listen, can I give you something? I can give you a hug.
Word up.
Listen, it's hard out here, man.
I remember, you know, we was kids and, you know, like grandpa, everybody, older, you know, older people used to be like, man, unplug that, turn it off, the electric. I'm like, yo, y'all niggas be acting so much over the electric, whatever. Then I start paying that shit. Like, hey, yo, you done with charging your phone? All right, unplug that shit. Nigga, I turn into these because, dog.
Why you got lights on? Open the curtains.
The air don't need to be on. It's cool outside. Nigga, it's 95. Well, shit, put a fan on. One fan, not two.
Stop coming in and out of the house, letting the air out.
Yeah, facts, bro. So I'm like, yo, this shit is.
Turn the microwave off.
He said, hey, stop breathing. Your breath hot.
Word up, like, yo, this shit, man, this shit different out here, man. That's why I said, you know, I give all the praise to people that got kids, especially y'all single moms. Man, I give it to y'all. And, you know, funny, you know, fuck it, I'm going to tell the story.
More power to.
Somebody I know, Shorty or whatever, that I used to be cool with. She used to date somebody I was cool with. You know, nigga, they split up.
Talk about. Nigga, you was cool with the nigga and you was cool with the Shorty too?
Yeah, we was all cool. We went to high school together. It was all cool. Man, like, nothing like that. Here you go. Don't do that, nigga. So, it's crazy. So, like, 3 years ago, I think I told you that story. And this is when I knew times was hard, especially, you know, for, like I said, you know, especially people that have kids. Man. She hit me up and was like, oh, yeah, I'll let you do this, let you do that. I'm like, yo, I ain't, you know.
Keep it real, though. This is some real shit. Asking everybody, yo. When it's different, like, they say you paying for the pussy regardless when you go on dates and all that type of shit, right?
That's different. Overweight, that's like paying.
Tell me. It's not. Tell me, it don't feel awkward when a bitch be like, "Yeah, just give me $200, you can fuck me."
Yo, that shit's.
It make me uncomfortable. Like, it's like I want to do it, but then it's like, I don't want to.
The reason why I don't want, because the first thing that came in my head is, if you asking me this, how many other niggas you ask? But you know what I'm saying, to do the same thing.
It's something about reality prostitution that don't sit well.
It just the whole situation.
What's the difference between that and somebody? Let's say you bring a shorty to the crib and. You try to engage and she's like, you're not even gonna take me out to eat first. What's the difference between that and just saying, yo, give me $200 on it?
I feel like,
is it the I'm alluding to it, but I'm not saying it.
I feel like you're faking the self respect.
Yeah.
Where this one was like, I don't value nothing about myself. I feel like I'm worth the dollar amount that I'm telling you.
Yeah. So what's the difference between somebody just keeping it real and just? Cause I think I respect the honesty. I respect the honesty.
Yo, and I mean,
like, I don't condone, but it's like prostitution damn near is illegal.
You know, and you know what's crazy? Somebody made a good point.
It's damn near illegal now.
Yeah, and somebody made a good point to me. It was like, when niggas go to DR or Columbia, what niggas do?
But see, that's different, though.
Yeah, it's different, but it's not. See?
Yeah. Cause niggas still go wrong.
Niggas still go wrong. Niggas still kick out $100.
But see, that's stupid, though. See, that's different. It's like I said, it's the knowing and unknowing. Like, this girl's an escort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, I feel like the girls around our way and shit, they have niggas that they think get money or heard they get money.
Yeah.
And then they target them niggas. Some escorts just see an American nigga getting off the, oh, he got American pesos. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
Yeah.
And it's a little different. Yeah. It's like, that's their job. This girl, she work at a hospital.
I respect their hustle. Listen, you gotta get how you get it.
I'm not saying I don't, but it's like, yo, like,
I get what you're saying. Yeah. I understand completely.
Because I've been in that situation, because, yeah. Like, she, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
but it's like,
she's like, yo, can I hold this money? I'm like, and she's like, I'll do anything for him. I'm like, whoa. Like, yeah. You know what I mean?
Nah,
like,
yeah. You know what I mean? But that, yo, so, more of it.
I'd be like Nate from Set It Off.
Well, what you trying to do?
Yeah. He said, you get your money when I'm finished.
Straight up.
So, nah, but like real shit. So, when the whole thing happened, I said, nah, but I still gave it a break. Cause that, like I said, I'm like, I felt bad.
You got a heart.
Well, nah, nigga.
Something though, because
nigga, we was raised by a single mom, so that's the first thing I thought. But then, hold on, let me tell you, this is why I say niggas ain't shit. So I talked to one of our cousins. I ain't gonna say his name. So nigga, you know, I'm telling the nigga like, oh yeah, cuz that happened to me too. I'm like, yeah, nigga, I felt bad. Mind you, he was closer with her baby dad than me. And he like, because I ain't gonna lie to you. I gave her $100. I'm fucked. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? I said, come on, dog. I said, nigga, what? He like, yeah, nigga, I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm like, yo, like, that's when I was like, yeah, I see.
It's crazy. I know exactly who we talking about.
Oh yeah,
I ain't gonna say no names.
We ain't gonna say no names. He know what he watching.
I see my man. I see one of my mans kiss that Joel.
I see two. That's what, nigga. You know what?
That's why I don't like to kiss. For real. Nigga, you like, oh, you lack affection. You know, I just like, you suck dick too good. You feel me? Like, no. I gotta wear that. It's different. It's different. You know what I mean? You gotta wear that on your face, nigga. Like, every time you look in the mirror, you gotta be like,
you need to wash your face.
Every time you look in the mirror, you look like, damn. Come on now, man.
And you know what's crazy? With Jordan, you remember we went to the, a certain festival, and we saw her there, and I saw my man, and he was with, I was like, and she looked at me, I looked at her, I just put my head down, like, I ain't gonna say nothing to this
nigga. But you know what it is, man? I'm gonna keep it real. I don't knock nobody, because people love who they love, you know.
Yeah,
what I mean?
Nah, that's what I said. I wasn't gonna see them because at the end of the day, she might that in that time period, she that's what she had to do. You feel what I'm saying? Now I don't agree with it, but that's what you had to do. You had to take care of your kids.
I won't sit here and cap and say I ain't never fucked with no whores. You know what I mean? Like I had my fair share, but it's like once you start seeing certain shit, it's kind of like you gotta where your self respect. I mean,
yeah,
you know what I mean? You gotta respect yourself too. So. Yeah, nah, that's crazy. But nah, I wanted to ask niggas that because I don't know something about it. Like, you can, like, it's different. A girl can, like, be like, yo, you fine, whatever the case may be, and want some smoke. I feel like that's different than just saying, oh, you can just pay me to fuck me.
Yeah.
Like, her knowing she want to fuck you, it's like, all right, she's physically attracted.
Yeah.
And she want to fuck with you. All right, she might want to get her ass cracked and just go about her way. Okay. Yeah. But when you just put a number on your pussy and just be like, yo, just give me $250 or $300, it's like, damn. I don't know. I don't know.
It hits different.
It hits different.
I respect it, but I'm not gonna playing it.
Yeah,
I respect it, but I'm not gonna engage in it. You're not gonna demand money out of me. You're not.
And I understand it because at the end of the day, it goes to show. You really gonna do anything for your kids. So I respect that fact. Like, you willing to sell yourself, pretty much. You pretty much willing to sell yourself to do for your kids. And I give the utmost respect for it. But can I take part in it? Fuck no. Because I'm sorry.
Listen, depends how big my big
you help the kids, right?
Huh?
You helping the kids, right?
I'm helping me.
Fuck the kids.
It depends how big the drought is. That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, so that brings up another thing, and that's real shit. That's another question for everybody. Does your decision making with your who you getting at determine your roster?
Wait, say the question
like,
again.
Does the drought or run you're in, far as you know, with the hoes or whatever.
People say what they want, but they always, it always, that always depends on that.
What your lineup looking like,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that always, right. People can front on, you know what I'm saying, you know, how they present themselves to other people. But,
we all didn't fuck bad bitches in our life.
Yeah, if you think you hitting hard tens, listen, to ones that say they do, hey, that's all to you. Right. I've seen it, but come on, everybody. We live in Cumberland County. You think it's all tens in here in this bitch?
It's definitely not.
It's not.
It's definitely not. Niggas, everybody that hit them a grenade.
Straight up.
Everybody that hit somewhere, they woke up the next morning and looked at it. Like,
and also, they can look a certain way. But they like, it's like used Hondas. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Niggas, yeah, Hondas.
That's, everybody yeah. took a ride in that shit. You kidding me?
It's a rental.
Everybody's fucking everybody in coming. Yeah. That's why the STD rate is so fucking high. All
right.
Yeah, no, you ain't lying about that. It's treacherous out here, for real.
Straight up.
Yeah, wrap your willy. Don't be silly, man.
And if you don't, you know what I'm saying? Put it, you know, trust in God, you know? So, you know, your faith got to be strong, you know? My faith is strong.
Yeah, he's crazy. You know?
Hey, yo.
Yo, speaking of
faith. Get checked, strong. Too. Get checked.
Yeah, nigga.
If you're going to go get that way, get checked.
Protect
your helmet.
Yeah. Speaking of niggas that would need to protect their helmet, this nigga Stephon was on a boat snorting coke in line. Well, he didn't show him snorting it, but niggas saw the lines and shit.
Stephon Diggs, man.
With the white girl stuff. Mind you, the nigga just a week ago was with Cardi B. I'm like, yo.
No, she was in the boat.
Oh, she was on it with
him? That's why I said that.
Yeah.
She was on the boat. So Offset can't have bitches, but the nigga you fucking with, you probably fucking the bitches with.
Yo.
Stop picking and choosing. Y'all women, stop picking and choosing. Support your man.
I ain't gonna lie, if I'm Offset, nigga, I'm saying something.
Why?
Nah, cause bitch, you was mad at me.
Well, it went too far.
It would've went too far. But you know, hold on. But you know that nigga really love her. Cause you seen all the shit that came out. He was trying to get back. So I,
that's his fault.
I would've been like, bitch, all I would've said was, but if it was me.
I ain't gonna lie, somebody putting dick in my girl when she pregnant is kind of crazy.
Yo. Why would you married that? She was the same stripper that used to drug niggas.
Drug niggas, yeah.
So he's a drug niggas.
Yeah.
And still they ain't rob him.
Yeah. Yeah. But you really gonna look at your kid the same?
That's your fault. You married who you married?
I'm just saying though, like, in the moment that gotta hurt.
No, it definitely got hurt.
That shit hurt.
You gotta wear it though. Niggas deal with all the time around here.
Nigga poking you.
Niggas gotta deal with all the time around here.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. Then the fact that.
I get it though.
The fact that, like, she ain't even deny the shit. Like, she just let it be. Like, let it just. The root. Like, you know.
Nah, but you know, some women like that, bro. Some women, like, are just cool with the fact that, like, yo, growing up, you know who told me that? Connell, bro. Me and Connell was talking
shout
about.
Shout out Connell, man.
Shout out Connell, my only barber. Should be my
brother. Brother.
Barber for what? Going on 12 years now? 11, 12 years? But, Connell told me that. He said, bro, we was talking about a specific situation. This is a young boy. I'm like 22. And he was like, yo, bro. He said, bro, you go ahead, you say anything about this and that, you're wasting your time. He said, bro, she's the type to where somebody call her a hoe, she be like, I know I'm a hoe. Or so. It's certain women that just be like, I know what I am and accept who they are.
Oh, I know.
Party's one of them. Facts. You know what I mean? Like,
you tell a bitch some shit, they be like, man, it's my life. Nah, you right.
No.
You won't be a hoe.
I heard on the two, man, you suck both they dick, man. What? It be like that.
It's a cold bitch.
I respect them, though. That's a cold bitch. No, I respect them.
Definitely.
The cold ways of the world made me come to terms with shit. You know what I mean? And I understand it. And I accept it.
I ain't gonna lie. It's still crazy, though. I'm talking about just Stephon, like, yo. I was cheating on bitch. Nigga, like you nigga, hold on.
Sound like a real nigga to me?
I'm talking about the fact that.
That nigga winning right now.
That nigga winning, but I'm talking about.
He can't
miss.
I'm talking about, he the new Drake.
I'm talking about Offset.
He the new Drake. He can't miss.
Yeah, I'm talking about Offset. Like, bitch, you on there talking about my dead grandma because I was cheating.
Like, huh?
She went on here with this and that nigga dead grandma.
Oh,
and
yeah. I'm like. But didn't he tell her that something about his grandma was why he be cheating, though?
Didn't yeah,
because he going through it, he misses his grandma.
Cheap. But nigga, still, you ain't have to come at my dead grandma. Like, she says some shit like fucking dead grandma.
That's how hoes is.
But this is
in New York. She's a New York bitch from the Bronx, bro. She from the Bronx?
I think so.
This bitch is also, she's crazy disrespectful.
Yeah, that's true.
This bitch used to rob niggas.
Yeah.
So you don't give a fuck about nothing.
That's true. I ain't gonna lie. I still, you know.
He said, nigga, she from New York. She robbed her. You think she give a fuck about dick?
But you know, you know what's crazy? Due this whole situation, you know, there was a thing years ago that niggas brought up where Stephon was on the Vikings. Niggas, oh, they questioned all the players. Like, who would you want to date your sister?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And niggas was like, Stephon, nah, keep that nigga away. Keep that. And I'm like, damn, what's this thing?
But see, I feel like niggas feel the same way about me.
But this one, like, yeah, but this is what I'm saying. Niggas ain't know why. Because, you know, Stephon, you know.
Nah, but see, this is what I'm saying.
Hell, niggas know.
But see, that's fucked up, though, and this is for niggas. So, niggas get mad. They don't want you to talk to them, but then she'll go talk to somebody worse.
Nah.
Or the fact of the matter is, my man, I got like 9 sisters. You just gotta accept it. End of the day, she gonna fuck somebody.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Why won't you? Like, all right, yeah, I might, like, all right, the dude might have talked to more girls in a little bit, but it's niggas out here that really finesse women. Yeah. Like, okay, yeah, I've talked to some women in my lifetime, whatever the case may be. That's the only mark you got on me. Now she go talk to a nigga that get a car in her name, or don't got a car, use her car, move her crib,
yeah,
beat on her, all types of shit. It's other components to flagging a nigga other than just the fact that, oh, he talked to girls.
Mm. Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas label that component on there and be like, oh, I don't want him talking to my sister. And she go fuck some Boo Boo the Fool.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
She go fuck Bobby and beat your ass.
You know what I mean? Come on, man. Nigga, your car get flagged because nigga try to scam you.
That's facts.
Nigga get your credit card from you because he went to the house for her and swiped one of your bills out the crib.
Mm.
You know what I mean? That's what type of shit is going on out here. But, you know, don't hate the player, hate the game. Go ahead.
Yeah. Rule of the game.
All I know is that situation crazy, man. Stephon.
Shout out to Stephon.
Shout out. That nigga, yo. Nigga.
I hope, young brother, you know, you stay healthy. You know what I mean? Catch nothing.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie.
You know what I mean?
I ain't gonna lie. I saw another. Yo, this is why I look. Twitter is fucking. Listen, I don't fuck the nigga Elon because he changed the X. Nigga, I'm calling it Twitter. But that shit is hilarious, nigga. So they had a video, all the Patriots receivers. You know you're on the Patriots now. Mm-hmm. All them niggas dropping the ball. They was like, well, if this nigga was snorting coke with bitches on the yacht, he could be telling these niggas how to catch him. I was crying. But at the end of the day, Stephon, do you,
nigga. Was it the coach or was the offensive coordinator? Somebody asking him, like, you know, asked him about the video that went viral.
Yeah.
Because it was like, what was it, pink substance?
Yeah.
Well, it was coke.
They saying it was coke.
Shit.
Man, I'm...
Hey, Cowboys, they literally, back in the day, the 90s, and they already had the White House.
They had the White House.
There was a number of prostitutes and cocaine in there.
People don't
Mike Irvin was having a hell of a time.
Yo, people don't understand.
PTSD. My PTSD. CTE's acting up. Yo, that nigga, that's a real nigga right there. Niggas asking that.
Nah, but people don't understand how common coke is, though.
Yeah,
it's
like,
when I hear
being in that construction world, I really see it. Like, coke is like weed.
Being around white niggas
is their coke.
Like, bro, just 2 days ago, I didn't even tell you this. Just 2 days ago, I was with a couple my cousin and another person. We was at a bar. We was at Rax. This employee shows up, a coworker of my cousin shows up there, brings a friend. But the friend, you know, she has a guy with her, so that kills the whole vibe. So she goes off. She goes off. Yeah, bitch, why are you here? So she goes off to the pool table with her whatever male friend. She goes back to the coworker, my cousin's coworker, and asks. She is a question to all of us, the three black dudes sitting at the bar table, with two white girls. And that's us coke. if we know, you know, where they can get coke at. Why do you assume we know where the coke is at?
Should have called me.
Better call Sal.
Call me.
Better call Sal.
That's why I felt disrespected because of that. Because why the fuck would I know? And two, it's like.
Because you a nigga.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's life, nigga.
Yo.
It's life.
Well, I'm be honest. Was you an all black nigga?
Nigga, I knew I was wearing.
Oh, all right. I ain't know. You know, he looked like.
How you thinking I'm on a construction site? Nigga, yeah. I leave early one day like, oh, he don't need to make no money. What you do on the side? Nigga, no, I have a doctor's appointment. Yeah. What the fuck do you mean? Why am I leaving early?
Man, people used to tell you sold drugs because you had the jack.
Yeah.
Bro, it's crazy. Niggas, yeah. I go to work and straight up all the old head black niggas say, yo, don't dry your night shit here. I was like, why? They was like, because these white niggas, he was like, yo, the old niggas, for some reason, they'll try to depict how you got that shit when all you do is work like everybody else. Mm-hmm. But they try to be like, oh, he do this on the side. He do.
I was working for not the company I'm working for now. It was layoff season. I didn't go work with the foreman that I'm cool with. I went to work with that other company. Y'all know the company name. Yeah. I didn't say the company name, but I was over there building. So I drove my truck to work. I had my bike on the truck because I was going to take it to my boy. Shout out to Felt at the murder shop. Felt and Goodwin and the Kamani, you know what I mean? They do their thing with the bikes. And I was taking my bike to them, my boys. And I pull up. I get out the truck, got my tool bag. Dude, well, he said, how the fuck can you afford that? So I like turned a little bit. Like, what you mean? How the fuck can I afford that? He said, you're an apprentice. How can the fuck you do that? I said, I do interracial porn. His face turned red. Like, what I mean, yo, like a crayon. Like,
nigga,
he was like,
nigga,
he
first thing he thought was his daughter.
Nah, because I felt like, yo, if you got the balls to really ask me that, I got the balls to really say some wild shit to you. And he was like, how are you for that? I said, interracial porn.
Yo, the shit.
His, like I said, his face got red. And like, I'm like, yeah, like what?
The shit really.
I was on the saw the rest of the job, but fuck it. Like,
the shit really like the shit really liked Atlanta, yo. Like I remember, fuck FedEx. But when I first started with FedEx, so you know I'm doing.
Sure, they might try endorses later.
Yeah, right. But so it was like my first day I was riding with
Carl.
Yeah, fuck that nigga Carl. So it was my first day training with somebody, and It was this white lady working. I ain't gonna say her name, but I was working with her and whatever. She wanted me to ride with her. I'm like, I don't know this bitch. I'll fuck me. I don't know because I heard how she get around. So I rode with her, whatever, whatever. And first question she asked, she said, "Yeah, so is your dad in your life?" I said,
Wow.
I said, "Yo,
that bitch was the most racist."
Yo, remember when y'all remember the girl that was at the court that when she found out whatever, she was just sitting there smiling like. That's what I was sitting there. Like, yo, this really just.
You would have blew her seat like, nah, he died when I was a kid.
So what right. I said was, I said, nah, my dad and mom are happily married for 30 years, lying like a bitch. Thinking, yeah, I was raised by a single mom. I am the statistic. But nah, like I was sitting there, I was like, yo, like this bitch asked me that, and she was like, no, I was just asking. So and then she, because the manager of me was real cool, you know, he grew up with grandpa and shit. So she like, so is the manager, you know, I ain't gonna say his name, but she was like, the manager, whatever, is he your uncle? I'm like, fuck.
That bitch is trying to
snoop. You think everybody, us all niggas is related? So I'm like, yo, I said, nah, he not my uncle. And she was like, oh, okay, so I can talk shit. I'm like, what the fuck, bitch? Damn, man, like, damn.
And yo. My boss asked me, what your dad do? I said, you went to school with that nigga. You went to school with that nigga. He started laughing. They don't ask me some shit, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, bro, clearly I don't talk about my dad, so my dad, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like I was just sitting there, I was like, oh, this bitch really asked me that. Now, you know, the first thing reminded me, because, you know, shout out Atlanta, that's one of my favorite shows ever. Mm. It's the first thing reminded me, like, when Paperboys go somewhere, they say some random ass racist shit, he like, all right, yeah, nah, cool. And that's how I felt, like, yo, that shit was so random. And then, when I got back, the nigga, her husband worked there. Her husband started asking me weird questions. Was like, yeah, so who's your favorite rap artist?
Why you know I'm not a country.
I said, I listen to rock, bro. Metallica's my favorite band. You listen to rock? I didn't know. Like, nigga, like, dog, like, yo, y'all act like we just don't win. Like, it's crazy. So I was just like, all right, cool. Then their friend that was another white nigga that worked there, he sounded like a pig because he had throat cancer. So, yeah, you just sound wild.
That's crazy.
He just, so nigga would be like, yeah, so drawing this, drawing that. And I was like, why are you talking like that? He's like, because that's how y'all people talk. I said, don't say y'all people again. I said, we gonna have a problem.
Yeah,
he's crazy. Like, well, no, you know, that's how y'all talk. You know, y'all from Philly. I said, nigga, I ain't from Philly. I don't, bro. I'm from fucking New Jersey. So I'm from the suburbs. All right, I don't know.
I'm suburban, nigga.
Where the Kodak? I'm suburban.
You
like,
know what I do? You know what I learned, man? When it comes to them. You show up with a goodie bag, and they're like, Jay's with us. Yeah. Jay is with us. Just show up with a goodie bag. You ain't got to have much. Show up with a little goodie bag.
I ain't showing up with shit. Dude, stop asking me weird-ass questions, nigga. How that nigga Nick Saban? Don't ask me, because I'm not answering. Like, I'm not. Stop asking me.
It's never going to stop, because It's an entitlement thing. They think they got. They think they
And I look at it because we be in lanes that they not used to seeing us or comfortable seeing us in. So they really.
Nah, but they don't. They are habitual line steppers. So yeah. You got to remember, it's they don't have boundaries. Like if you ever hear them talk to each other, you're like, yo, why he just share that with him?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, man, my wife is fucking this guy, you know. But it is what it's like. I would never tell
yo,
when, that.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. This was my man's down south. I don't want to say his name because I'm about the story I'm about to tell. Cool as hell when I was working structure for that 1 month I was working that shit. And a nigga would be like, yeah, man, like, I don't even think my wife really liked me fucking, man. My dick ain't that big. I'm like, yo, we driving an hour to work. I'm like, why are you telling me this? And he's like, nah, man, what you mean? He's like, I don't care, man. I got a little dick. I'm circumcised. I'm like, why are yo? I'm like, I was about to say his name. I don't want to say his name. I'm like, why are you telling me? But that's just who he is. He's so just, he'll tell it to anybody. And I'm like, but then that's when I, because like I said, we was around white people, but we weren't like, it's different when you're in a work setting with them. And you're starting to branch out and you around them more. And yo, them niggas really tell you anything. They like that. They so open. And some of them, I fuck with. Some of them is my, I got close white people as friends that put me on and shit.
I got some dogs.
Yeah, man. Some
shout
dogs.
Shout out to my old head.
Shout out to my WNs, man.
Shout out to my old heads. Nah, for real though. I got a couple solid Caucasian homies, man. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? My old head, George. Lil Lance, Big Lance, I fuck with a couple. You know, what I mean, they my peoples. Like,
they put you. Yo, man,
they different though. They different.
Listen, I always say, they'll put you on to some shit that your own niggas wouldn't even put you on to.
I am shit. Now let's talk about it.
It's just.
I ain't met a nigga even really kept his word yet.
I ain't gonna sit here and say there's nobody, and I'm not going
to. I ain't met him yet.
But I ain't meet him yet. I'm gonna be real with you. Out in this world, niggas say they do this, that, and that for you, or they'll put you on to this, that, and that, and you won't hear them niggas. And the next time they talk to you, they might ask you for some shit. Yeah. That's the crazy thing.
They be like, yeah, I can get you in here. Yo, where you work at? You think you give me a job?
Nigga just told me last week. Told me you give me in here. Yeah, so that's what I said. But then pick who. I'm not going to say go over race, because you know that's the whole thing. People are like, oh, not stick to your race. They die.
Nah, fuck with who fuck with you.
Fuck with who fuck with
pretty
you.
Pretty much.
Pick.
Shout out to my Mexican homies. Shout out to my white
word
homies.
Word up.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to my brothers. Shout out to everybody who fuck with me. If you fuck with me, I fuck with you. If you don't fuck with me, then
how
fuck
they
you.
Say, how they say it on How High? I fucked with you. we both. Nah, I ain't going to say that part. That was gay. When the teacher said, we fucks together. I ain't gonna say that. That's wild. But, oh, man, nah, man. Shout out to all them, man. And niggas that be thorough and listen, they put me on the shit for real. Because, like I said, nigga, it is what it is.
You don't realize, regardless of skin tone, yeah, there's different opportunities for different people, but. Mm-hmm. We all going through. We all struggling out here.
Yeah, we all shape or form, man.
You know what I'm saying? We all got every. There's so many things we got in common, and it goes on in everybody's lives, man. We all just trying to make it, man.
Word up.
I'm struggling now, man.
Sex addictions and motherfuckers. Like, nah. Oh, I thought you was doing your celibacy.
That's what I'm saying. The celibacy, it's hard, bro. As soon as I get mad, I want to hump something.
That shit about last. Until tonight.
Nah.
That shit about last till we end this.
I had to send that payment. My heart hurt right now. Nigga, I ain't got it in me. For real.
I ain't gonna lie. That's
gonna
crazy.
Fuck, he gonna fuck
the pain away. It's crazy how there's nothing in this world.
He gonna fuck the pain away? All right, Meek Mill. Meek Millie. He told me to fuck the pain away.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie, yo. Like financial shit, bills and shit, that shit make you.
It make you not horny.
It make you not want to fuck.
Keeping it real,
nigga. You be like, man, I just want.
Horny? You want to fuck, bitch? I just got fucked. These bills just fucked me, man. Nigga, I'm saying it. Get everybody that submitted, anybody that clicked submit today, and then got that alert on their phone, they hurting right now.
Yeah.
Nigga, listen, man, fuck that. I'm about ready to do that bankruptcy shit they all do. As a matter of fact, if you know how to do that bankruptcy shit where you don't have the shit fuck up your credit, holla at me.
Yo, you know what's crazy is? I wish that, and it's just that we was raised not to, I wish I could be a scamming ass nigga sometimes. Because like when niggas was doing with the bank shit, remember when niggas was withdrawing?
Nah, I should've, no lie, I really could've legitimately did a PPP shit and I didn't do it and I regret it. I could have. I was, for real though. I really regret it because I could look now. Look at my situation, like with my truck. PPP money would have go ahead and situated that. You know what I mean?
Nah. I ain't gonna lie. A lot of niggas I know that got that off, man.
Nah, if you got that off and you really got it off and you ain't get caught, yo, salute. I salute you.
Good shit, nigga.
I salute you.
Cause bitch, I wish I did, nigga. I ain't gonna lie. The only thing
I was scared to do.
The only thing that I got. Man. The only thing that
was like, oh no, bro, you
get locked up in COVID years. You ain't seen it that time of day, man.
Yeah.
Hell,
my dad said they was what 23 and 1 lockdown.
Yeah, man.
Straight up, my dad was in there doing that time. He said, yo, he's doing like 23 and 1. He got 1 hour rec or some shit like that, and he was inside like the dorm shit for like the rest of the day.
Yeah, bro.
Nah, I ain't going.
My dad said I had to get out of there, so I was about to. He said I was about to hit a nigga with a tray or something. He said, "Nah, these young niggas, man, they retarded." I'm
like, "Nigga, yeah. He retarded." But nah,
special. I'm sorry, we should say
special. Yeah, yeah, sorry. Special. Yeah, special. Remedial. Yeah. What I was gonna say is the PPP shit. What you call it? Like, I remember. Was it not the PPP shit? What I was talking about? COVID. We was talking about COVID. And when niggas was boy, I ain't gonna lie, but hold on.
Eric, you remember them times, boy.
I ain't gonna lie, but hold on.
Not a near nutter.
Some people used it and you know, to help them and shit. Some niggas did some dumb shit. Cause I ain't gonna lie. Cause I ain't gonna lie, this one girl.
I didn't know the Eric said, yo, how much of this shit you got left? About that much, cause me neither.
I ain't gonna lie, yo.
I'm so mad that I ran up all that money, man.
Bro, this one girl I know,
cause it was like it couldn't stop coming.
Yeah.
It couldn't stop coming, nigga.
Bro. Pause. I was mad as hell because y'all niggas know I was working. You don't hear these niggas, yeah, cuz let's put our loan in today. Niggas talking about, yo, we about to go here. I'm like, bitch, I'm going, mate. 850. And these niggas getting home, paid to stay home. But then, you know, nigga finessed it. I learned to get that parcel shit. I talked to my manager. I said, listen, nigga, I'm trying to get this money like how everybody knows. Man. I said, yeah. Shout out to I'm a shout out his nigga. That's my dog. He's still my dog. I don't care. He one of the coolest managers. Niggas ain't like him, but I fucks with him. Judd, shout out Judd, man. That nigga was like, I got
the
you.
Nigga name is Jug?
Judson. Oh, he had an old, you
that's
know, South.
South ass name.
South ass name. Judson. I don't want to put his last
you
name.
Know
but.
His, you know his people.
Hey, shout him out. That nigga was. Listen, that nigga was stealing too, so he was doing wild shit. That nigga, yo, I see the nigga be like,
allegedly,
GTA on GTA. I see that nigga one time. I was at the register. Nigga came up. He's like, hey, what's up, man? You talk about sports? Nigga took $50 out, $100 bill, or whatever. I was thinking, I'm like, all right, nigga must be putting in another tray. That nigga walked out the door. I said, I ain't saying nothing. So, whatever. So, the nigga, but when I told him, he was like, no, I got you, one. He was like, I'll lower your shit so you get 1-2 days. He was like, collect your shit. I'm like, Jeff, where you do that, nigga? That's what I said, nigga. Sometimes white niggas
look. Nigga's ready. Get on his knees.
All right. No, but I was like, because, you know.
You heard his voice on, though, right?
No, because, nigga.
For real, you'll do that for me?
So, because, nigga, I wasn't getting as much as what y'all was getting.
Nah,
but,
we called niggas talking about he had $20 in his.
Bro, nigga had my check was $20 one week. I was like, nigga, how am I going to make this work? How am I gonna get to school? So that's why I was like, yo, this shit was crazy. But when he did that, bro, then I ain't gonna lie, I start wild. I'm here, y'all niggas. I'm down there. Shit cheaper down there. Say, yo, I hit cuz TT, shout out TT, dog. Motherfucker, I hit him up like, yo, where we going this weekend? He making like $1,000-1,300 a week. I said, where we going? He's like, nigga, what you wanna do? Nigga, we was going to Richmond. We was going to all the colleges, shout out Virginia Tech, Radford, they right next to each other. We was going down to Carolines, AT&T. We was going everywhere. Nigga, gas was $1.97 down there. Nigga, my car cost $25 to fill up. Nigga, I was going, nigga, I felt like I was a millionaire, nigga. I felt like I had the most money in the world. Until grandma was like, all right, nigga, you gonna start chipping your bills. I'm like, oh, yeah. Yep. Now it's time to chill.
He said, I'm gonna tell you what. It's first of the month. rent is due. He said, you got to worry about it. Catching a dog. You got to worry about a dog.
Catch your ass. No, I ain't going to lie. Shout out to our grandpa, man. I love him. That nigga was on some paid shit. Because when I wasn't working, you know that nigga believed in not working. But I'm like, Pop, I'm getting paid. He like, nah, son, you still take your ass to work. I'm like, nigga, for what? I'm getting paid to stay home. He like, well, man, you ain't going to be in my house not working. I'm like, nigga, yo, I'm getting unemployment, dog.
I'm about to pop my bottle.
Yo, yeah. crazy is, I did find a bottle. That nigga's heavy as shit. They ran out of liquor.
How much they paying you to sit home?
That nigga, yo. So I was making a couple of dollars. He was like, then he was talking about, I don't know how you getting that off. Something ain't right. I said, nigga, yo, niggas can't have nothing for free. So whatever. But nah, man, that was a great time though. COVID, everything was cheap, and y'all see y'all up here, shit was closed. Y'all was making that money.
I was tricking like a motherfucker.
Oh,
I'm just keeping it being.
You was tricking.
I had too much money. I was tricking like a motherfucker. You got a car bill? You struggling? All right, I got you. I got you.
This nigga's out here playing pure mediator.
Right up. I was saving business.
When that nigga Drake was talking about, he was buying niggas BBLs. Nigga was buying bitches car notes.
Nah, you know, COVID time, yo, it was crazy for fencing because everybody had money.
Yo, that was a good. You was eating crazy, yo. Me and George,
but I was blowing it before it came.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. This nigga, yo, the one day, nigga, we went to Chick-fil-A. Y'all niggas spent $70. I was like, yo.
We was doing that before COVID, though. We was making $15 an hour.
We was wilding out, dog.
I ain't gonna lie. That shit was crazy. Niggas, what y'all was. I'm like, yo, how much these niggas get? Because these niggas is wilding. Like, they just spending money.
I don't know how I worked that job, had the jag, ate the way I ate, and had, you know, fucked around, did my thing.
Yeah.
I don't know how I did it with
I that. Really don't understand how. I said, yo, now I make, 2016, now we make, 2017.
That's what I'm saying. Now a nigga make so much money. I'm like, what the fuck? The economy went that the shit?
Yeah,
bro.
Like, yo, you really think about it. Like, niggas, like,
nigga, I live better with $8.50 an hour than I do with.
It's crazy, yo.
I'm just being real. Mind you, I was living with my grandma. You know, you ain't never got to worry about a meal ever, nigga. She cook every
day. That's fact, true.
But, I was like, yo, like, nigga, I, you know, that J. Cole, when I was listening to, what's that, Love Yours, and that nigga was like, you know, money don't, I, nigga, my life was better before I had money. I really started thinking, like, damn, I made more money, nigga, my life been worse. Nigga, it was better when I was making $8.50 than what I'm at now. I'm like, damn, nigga, this nigga ain't lying. And I ain't even a millionaire. This nigga's a millionaire. He talking shit, though. Nigga, I had $1 million, nigga. I ain't living that. They fuck out here, nigga. Nigga, we living comfortably. For real, dog, like, I look back at it like, yo, COVID was, yo, even though it was COVID, niggas was dying and all that, it was a great time. Like, straight up, it was a great time. And down south, everything was open to.
Shout out to all the people that lost their life, though. You know what I mean?
It was some people we know.
I had a couple homies that lost some family members.
Family members, yeah.
Yeah.
Grandma lost, you know, I was down there, grandma lost, like, her best friend down there. They fucked with her a little bit. Like I said, that shit was serious, man, you know, but boy, oh boy, I tell you, it was fun. Nigga, but I chilled out when I started realizing, like, damn, if I get, you know, grandparents sick and shit, I'll never forget myself if something happens. And that's when I started chilling. Because, nigga, when our cousin got it and then he gave it to everybody in his crib, I was like, nah, let me start chilling because I don't want grandpa.
It's bigger than you.
Yeah, it's bigger than me.
I gave it to everybody here.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, let me tell y'all this.
Yeah, we're going to end it with this story.
With this story. So this nigga calls me, right? He, you know, he was feeling sick, whatever. And he like, cuz, man.
Nah, I'll tell you how I was feeling. So, I remember I was, you know, I used to run 4 miles every day.
Yeah.
So, I'm, you know, it's dead in heat. This is like probably 100 degrees outside.
Yeah, it was summertime.
So, I knew I was feeling all, because I like, I'm about to pass out running. I'm like, I'm trying to sweat it off. So, like, no, I don't have COVID. I don't have COVID. I'm trying to deny my, I'm telling myself I don't have
like
COVID.
Like a nigga wake up like, no,
I don't have COVID.
That's like a nigga hit something he's supposed to hit wrong. Like, nah, she ain't burning.
Oh, they burn.
So I'm about to pass out when I finally finished my 4 mile run. I was like, all right, I got to go to urgent care. I got to get this figured out. Go there. They tell me I got it. I said, fuck. Yo, June.
But that's not the only thing, nigga. This nigga left his keys.
Yeah, I left my keys in my car.
So I'm like,
let me paint this picture for y'all real quick. So the nigga knew he was off. Still ran. Still went to go try to run 4 miles. That's dumb thing number one. So he go try to run 4 miles. Then goes and gets checked. Then nigga locks his keys in his car.
Then call the nigga who has.
The nigga that has the most health compromising situation to come pick him up. Wait, it gets better.
Well, you was busy.
Fuck you. I still caught it. So this nigga, my brother, picks E up. This nigga gets in the car, don't put a mask on, nothing.
No, fuck that. This is my story now. I woke up. The nigga got the mask on. Nigga don't even tell me on the phone he got COVID. Or he tells me as soon as I walk up to the nigga. Yo, cuz, I got COVID, by the way. Nigga, why are you even telling me?
So I'm like, I got it. We all got it.
So
I'm like,
yes, nigga. So then I'm like, oh my God. So I'm like, all right, we get this. So we got the nigga key. I called Kev. Kev, man. You know, can you come help? He's like, yeah. I was like, but this nigga E got COVID. Oh no, I ain't coming around. So I'm like, damn, Unc, I'm like, damn, Unc, you not gonna come around? He's like, nah, y'all little niggas sick. I ain't, nah. So I'm like, all right, dog. So, you know, if we get the nigga keys out, we go home. And then, you know, my mom on the couch, E walks in. E, when he got his head down, nigga, you know, my mom already knew. It was like, oh, he got it, don't he? I was like, yeah,
I was fucked up.
Yeah, my mom was like, yeah, he's sick. She's like, hold on, you know how mommy get. Hold on. She went and got the mask, the gloves, everything. She's like, you probably got it too. I'm like, I ain't got shit. Very next day, I wake up, nigga, I'm dizzy. I got a headache. Nigga, I'm sweating. I said,
it gets deeper than that. That is my part of the story. So after this nigga drops him off, I didn't find out. We in the car riding together. He's taking me. Where you take me? Pick my car up or something like that. I left my car somewhere. We riding. I'm about to get out of the car. Oh, yeah, I ain't tell you, man. This nigga had COVID and didn't even tell me. Nigga, I just got in the car with you. You got COVID and you ain't tell me. Wham! Yo, what the fuck is we doing here?
But you know the craziest whole thing about it? Nigga, I kissed. We both, I don't think he did. I gave my mommy a kiss. Was all, you know, gave her a hug there. Then she was laying down, about to go to work. And I'm like, damn, mommy ain't get the shit.
She never called
She never called it.
She had that shit like 24-hour lockdown. Niggas can not be there.
I'm going to tell you this, nigga. So I'm mad as hell because, you know, I can't work. Nigga, this before, I ain't had no job that had sick time, so nigga, I ain't getting paid. So I'm like, man, this some bullshit. So this nigga, I'm seeing this nigga leaving. I'm like, wait, hold on.
Niggas hating on vegan.
Nah, fuck that. I'm like, dog, me and this nigga can't go nowhere. Why this nigga leaving? My mommy gonna be like, well, he got one shot. I'm like, I do too. Well, you sickly. So this nigga,
I worked outside, though.
Huh?
I worked outside.
And I'm gonna tell this part, too. This is crazy. Y'all bitches is different because didn't you tell the one shorty that you had COVID and she still came? Didn't you tell them?
What are you talking about?
Yo, you bitches is treacherous.
You wanted to take care of me. She said, I don't care if you get sick. I just want to help you feel better.
Yo. What the fuck? You bitches.
That's called loyalty. You hoes don't know nothing about that.
You bitches is stupid.
Mind
y'all. Y'all bitches is stupid.
I couldn't do nothing but jerk off and watch Harry Potter. This is wild.
Yeah, this nigga. Every night I would hear the Harry Potter intro.
Said all he did when he had COVID was beat his dick and watch Harry Potter.
I watched the whole series. I was like, y'all, this shit was fire.
I was so miserable.
I couldn't taste. I couldn't smell.
Bro, one day, nigga, I slept all day because I was so fucked up. I didn't even know my dad came to see me, which is, you know, that was a random occurrence. Yeah. So I'm like, damn.
Nigga thought he was drinking.
Yo.
He said, your dad came to see me. My who?
I thought it was a dream. Like, when that nigga came in the room, I'm like, I dreamt this on my head. I know I'm fucked up. I thought I was over. Nigga, he really did come by. I'm like, oh, shit. So I'm like.
Shout out to the deadbeat dads.
Shout out to Pops, man. But nah, I was sitting there. I was like, yo, like, damn, nigga, I'm really tripping. And, yeah,
bro. He thought he was dreaming. Dad like, Juan, you all right?
Remember how smoky was when Nia Long was in there? He was hearing a dog and shit. He was like, hearing the dog. And he like, hold on, you hear that? Like, that's how it was. They got really stupid. So I ain't gonna lie, man. COVID was crazy, man, but it was a hell of a time. I had a lot of, that's crazy. We caught that shit after prime COVID. That was like the tail end. Because during COVID, it's crazy. This is why I said.
I thought it wasn't real. I didn't say it wasn't real because I did see people passing away.
Yeah. But I thought
like,
it
man,
was.
You can't catch me. I got my immune system.
I was everywhere. I'm like,
nigga thought because he ran. Nigga thought because he was a marathon runner. He couldn't get sick.
Yeah.
And I ain't going to lie.
He's the nigga that got everybody sick.
Yeah. And I ain't going to lie, too, man. Grandpa.
They know him. Him and his sister know him. His sister do the same shit.
I ain't going to. Yo, sister got everybody sick, too. But I ain't going to lie. Nigga, Grandpa really had me believe it. If I took a shot of Chevitz, I ain't going to get sick. Because, nigga, every day I left the house, I would take some Chevitz. I would drink it with him. And I would leave. And I never got sick the whole time down there. Nigga, I was at parties. We was everywhere down there. Never got sick. Never. We was all over Virginia. Never got sick. Soon as I came to Jersey, nigga, got sick. That's what I'm saying. I ain't gonna lie. Grandpa might have been on something. Maybe that Chevys do something. But that was an excuse for him to drink more. That's all that was. But nah, man. Yo.
But yeah.
Yeah, man. So, hey. What y'all, we gonna end it off with this, man. What y'all got? Summertime vibes or summertime hustle?
Summertime hustle, man.
Summertime hustle. Get to the bread.
Summertime hustle.
Yeah. I don't like niggas. I don't go outside.
Yeah. Nah, that's facts.
Real shit, though.
And on top of that, niggas.
I don't like my niggas. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Hey, yo. And on. Yeah. Nigga. And only like my niggas. My man,
nigga,
my
he
man.
He's taking his Paul shit with his.
No,
man.
He just
but
said.
But he just said we was going to stop. Yeah.
Nigga, that's
so.
Crazy. If
my
I said
nigga.
That.
You know,
if
you,
I said
you know,
that.
Yo,
nigga,
you know what this nigga said to me earlier?
Oh,
okay. This nigga said, yeah. He said, talking to the mic real quick. What did he say? What did he say?
I said, talking to the mic real quick. We was doing a mic check.
Nah, you said something
else. I did it.
You did.
No, I did it. Did. Well, you don't remember it, so I don't remember it either. Fuck out of here. That's how you got to do
it. I don't remember.
It.
I'm bringing the one the next
but
episode.
Nah, man, you know, this summer, man, we're going to bring y'all a lot more content, and we're going to get to the hustling, because the vibes out here is wild right now. Niggas moving.
Oh, no. He told me, hold it and speak into it.
That's crazy.
My nigga, like, all right, man.
That's crazy.
He had the mic like this. He put it in my face and hold it and speak into it.
That's crazy.
I said, yo, you know what? You ain't my brother no more. That's
freak nigga.
I think you turned your mic off, too. You must have hit the green button.
I hit it.
Hit that green button again.
Wait, this is the green button?
The bottom, yeah. You see?
I don't know. My shit probably went dead, but.
All right.
Without a spoon.
Shout to all out. We're going to see y'all again on the next episode, man. Much love, support. And y'all niggas be easy. Be safe out there. And, you know, watch out for all the bullshit going around, man.
50 said, he said, I am not gang gang. I do not gang bang. Keep that shit away from me.
Yeah, for
it's
real.
It's getting hot out here. And niggas, how they say it? Bitches get horny and niggas die.
Yeah.
Leave me out of it.
Yeah, that's
right. Going to end it on that.
So, hey, y'all be safe, and you got anything to say before you leave?
Nah, nothing really. I just said what I said. I don't like niggas on God's side.
We don't. We do. None of us do. So, all right, man. Y'all take it easy, man.